The virtual reality battle heats up again. HTC is coming out swinging. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. HTC is raising some eyebrows, boasting about its partnership with Valve, a video game company that HTC says gives it an edge over the other VR headsets poised to make their splash on the market. Here with the latest details on that front is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman. Welcome back, Sarah.
Hello.
So, tell me about the Vive.
Well, the Vive is a virtual reality headset. We found out last week that it's going to retail for $799, and we'll start shipping in April. And it's one of the handful of really high-end virtual reality headsets that are coming to the market this year.
So Vive is a product of HTC and a company called Valve. Can you talk to me a little bit about this relationship and collaboration?
Well, HTC is the big mumbo-jumbo behemoth, and Valve is a smaller privately held company,
gotcha.
Although it has carries a lot of weight in the video game community, much more so than HTC, which is really more of a telecom company that makes smartphones, which is kind of ironic because, you know, Samsung makes a VR device for mobile devices, and you would think HTC would do the same, but
right.
They didn't. They made their standalone headset that does not work with a smartphone, and it's much more, it's the most high-end virtual reality headset that's coming to the market this year. There's three main ones. There's Vive, Oculus, and PlayStation VR. And this is the one we now know is the most expensive. It costs about $300 more than the Oculus. We don't know what the price is yet for the Sony PlayStation VR.
So having said that, do you think it has a good market potential there because it is so expensive and there is such competition, especially, you know, in light of all the buzz about virtual reality and how it's just really about to explode?
The way I would see is that the different headsets are targeting slightly different markets.
Okay.
So on the higher end, the Vive costs more money, and both the Vive and the Oculus work with a PC, and those PCs have to be pretty powerful. So naturally, you're targeting a community of people who's willing to, A, spend a good amount of money, and who either already has a very powerful PC or is willing to go and get one for this device.
Okay.
So it's somewhat niche. With the PlayStation VR, you're targeting people who already own the PlayStation 4, and that's worldwide. We're talking about 38 million people. You could argue that there's a lower barrier to entry for the PlayStation VR because it works for the PlayStation 4 is only about $350, a lot less than the average PC that we're hearing you would need for an Oculus is in the $1,200+ range. And you're probably going to spend closer to $2,000
wow.
for a Vive, for a computer to work with Vive. So you're talking people who are willing to spend money, period, on a virtual reality headset. And if you don't already have either a PlayStation 4 or a computer, you're going to have to buy that too. So you're targeting a group of people willing to spend a good chunk of change on a relatively, you know, something that's pretty new technology. It's kind of a big deal. But then there's some people who are willing to spend, you know, more than others to go on the higher end.
Daniel O'Brien, Vice President of Virtual Reality for HTC, he came out with some statements. How did he package this whole new venture?
Sure. Well, at a virtual reality conference in New York on Tuesday, Dan was one of the speakers, and he was talking about the Vive, or Vive, depending on how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out that through the company's partnership with Valve, which is a privately owned business that makes video game software and has an online store for selling PC video games. By that relationship, you could argue that HTC has an edge because, or at least has a really strong position in the virtual reality marketplace because Valve's community of players and its online store customers are in the well over 125 million. So most of the people who buy video game content from Valve or from its or belong to its community called Steam, these are pretty dedicated PC gamers. These are people who already have a pretty beefy computer
right.
that would potentially support Veev, so they wouldn't need to go out and buy a whole new rig, or they might need to buy a graphics card that's a little bit more higher end than what they currently have.
Okay.
But for the most part, these are people who are already dedicated techies, and so for them, this is a very exciting opportunity to embrace some of the newest technology out there, not just for games, but certainly there's a high use case for virtual reality for playing games in that environment. And so by partnering with Valve, the word is out. PC gamers are well aware that this headset is coming. And there are only a couple of options in the market. And if you're already a PC gamer and you are a big fan of Valve, which has a very loving fan base, and you're making a choice between one headset or the other, it's certainly possible they'll be more inclined, or certainly likely they'll be more inclined to go and get the headset that Valve is involved in.
All right, it's a very exciting time for virtual reality. Sarah E. Needleman, thanks as always for
my
joining
pleasure.
The podcast. And this has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. We're online at wsj.com/podcast. You can check out all of our podcasts there. We're also on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. And if you want to get the very latest updates, you can always follow us on Twitter as well. We're at wsjpodcast. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.